All right, thank you for that. It is 9:40 on a Tuesday. It's our customary segment with SalesportTalk.com, and we are here with Karen Lyle, who will once again co-host this segment with me. Karen, I understand you are back home now from your travels in Europe.
I am in San Francisco Bay Area.
And you went all over the place, and it wasn't just America's Cup. It was lots of different things. There was the Vendée Globe. There was the Louis Vuitton. And you've got a couple of interviews you'd like to play today.
Well, actually, this was the very first Puig Women's America's Cup games ever in Barcelona. And so along with the traditional America's Cup that has been led by men for how many more than 100 years, we had women competing, and they were competing from New Zealand, Great Britain, Switzerland, Italy, USA, France, Spain, Canada, the Netherlands, Sweden, Germany, and Australia. And the first interview is with Giulia Conti, and she is the Italian sailor with the most participations at the Olympic Games, starting in Athens, Beijing, London, and Rio, and she is a world champion gold medalist, and now the first ever Women's America Cup winner with the Luna Rossa Pirelli team, which is the Italians.
Do you think it's kind of funny that Switzerland, I mean, they have water, they have the Bodensee and a couple other places, Lake Zurich, but are you kind of surprised that a landlocked nation is that good?
You know, they love sailing, I'll tell you. They're showing up in many places.
Well, I also think it's interesting, too, that the Netherlands are involved as well. How did they look?
You know, this was, there were invited teams and the teams that mirrored, that were part of the America's Cup teams. So the invited teams did not have as much time on the water as the teams that were part of the America's Cup teams. And so they were in simulators, and then they only had maybe 1 or 2 days on the water. I think that all of the teams did amazingly well getting out there and foiling on these boats. But I'm going to expect that next year we're going to see even more stunning performances from everybody because they will have had more experience. And these women have a lot of experience on other boats. On these boats, it was like $45,000 a day to practice. And they also had to practice in between what's happening with the Louis Vuitton Cup and now the America's Cup. So it's a first, and it's going to get even more fantastic in future years, especially as other women patrons and sailors come in and join and help make this great for the women.
All right, well, let's go to that first interview. It's the Puig Women's America's Cup. It looks like Puig, like Spanish, but apparently it's not pronounced Puig. It's not Spanish. It's Puig. And this is Giulia Conti.
This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, and I am here with Giulia Conti of the Luna Rossa Prada Pirelli team. And this is the Women's America's Cup, the first race today that has ever happened for America's Cup with all women racing. Six boats on the water. What an exciting time. How do you feel about being in this moment?
I'm extremely proud and, you know, getting a little emotional sometimes to, you know, be aware that we are, all these women are actually making history. So it's, yeah, it's, I'm speechless sometimes because it's something that I've never imagined I could be doing when I was a little girl, you know, sailing. And now that it is a reality, and today we finally had the very first day of the Women's America's Cup, it's just historical, and yeah, super happy to be part of it.
Did you grow up sailing in Italy?
Yeah, I've started sailing in Italy when I was 11 in a lake called Lake Garda, which is in the north of Italy, and I just fell in love with the sport all the way, and yeah, never stopped since then.
Well, and I think sailing in Italy, there's so many sailors and so many different races. What type of boats did you sail?
Yeah, I mostly sailed the Olympic classes. I've been to 4 Olympic Games for Italy. And then in Tokyo, I was coach of the American team. And so I spent the last 8 years mainly doing coaching. And now I have the opportunity to, you know, to be a sailor again. And feeling... a lot of emotions that I didn't feel since Rio in 2016, in my last Olympics. So yeah, I'm soaking into these emotions as much as I can, and today is a great day to, you know, to start this race.
When you're actually doing the racing, the emotions are not always as helpful. Do you find that you have to really focus and pay attention to every little thing?
Yeah, I mean, with emotions, I mostly mean that I'm super happy and excited, you know, to be out there. And the relationship we have with the teammates makes it so special, because we have such a deep connection with the girls. We are seven in the team, just four are on the boat, but we feel like also the other three are with us all the time. They are amazing sailors on a technical side, but also I love them as human beings, you know, like we created this special bond that I think it's unique.
What was your experience watching the Louis Vuitton America's Cup race, participating in supporting your team?
Yeah, we were supporting full on until the end. Watching the guys at that level, I mean, the level of the racing is inspiring for sure. Sadly, yesterday was not the best day for Luna Rossa and the whole Italy. But I'm happy that, you know, after today we could bring some joy and some smiles on everybody's faces after, you know, today's races.
You did a great job on the water. This was the first time that you'd had all six boats?
Yeah. Actually, we did a practice racing a few days ago. So we already been on, all of us, on the starting line. And yeah, it's the best racing I've ever done in my life, actually. These boats are amazing. And you know, to be able to race against the best women in the world at the highest level is just something special.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you out there on the water, and such a pleasure to meet you in person.
Likewise. Thank you.
So, Karen, before we go to our next interview, you're kind of establishing yourself. Like, people see you now and they recognize you and stuff?
Yeah. You form relationships with people, especially when you're there, right there in the moment after they've raced. And you know, it's actually an emotional experience to be on site and participating in the races. You really do feel like that you're part of the team.
All right. Well, is it the kind of thing, too, now where they also think, like, wow, she made the effort, she flew all the way over here?
Well, there is that, because I was one of the, as a non-rights holding accredited media members, one of the few from America that was international, like we are, going out to 100 million people in 168 countries on Sports Byline and the American Forces.
How many people?
You know, 100 million is not, you know, it doesn't feel like that many when it's just you and I talking, does it?
100 million. All right. Very cool. The second interview is with Erica Ranke from the New York Club's America Magic team. Do you want to give a little blurb before we go to that?
Sure. Erica Ranke made history by becoming the first person to win four single-handed national championships as a college sailor. And then she won a gold at the 2023 Pan American Games and was U.S. Rolex Yachts Woman of the Year and Quantum Woman Sailor of the Year. And she recently competed in the Paris Olympic Games, taking ninth place. Now, I met Erica first when she was training here for the Olympics at Treasure Island. And actually, Malcolm Page took me out on a chase boat, and I followed her while she was out there practicing on the water in the bay. And she is an awesome sailor, and when we saw each other, we gave each other a big hug because we'd shared some drinks and lunch, you know.
Here's Karen with Erica Ranke.
This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, and we're here at America's Cup in Barcelona, and I'm with Erica Ranke, and it's such a great opportunity to see you again. It's been a little while since we've seen each other, but you have accomplished so much in the Paris Olympics. And
thank you so much, and I'm really excited to be here in Barcelona with the New York Yacht Club, like, Women's America's Cup team, and with my teammates, and we're just looking to get out there and go racing and have some good scores on the scoreboard coming up.
Well, and also I'd like to have you talk a little bit about what your teammate experience is, because you're having this opportunity to work with other really stellar women who are at the top of their sport.
Yeah, that we have a lot of, especially in our team, we have a lot of different women from different boat classes and different backgrounds, and it's been really awesome to hear input from Francesca, for example, our port helm, who is an offshore sailor and Volvo Ocean Race winner. Then we have Louisa Nordstrom on the starboard side behind me, who's a 470 sailor and like has done Olympic campaigns and is aiming for the Olympics herself and the next time around. And then Sarah Stone, who is a finalist for the U.S. Rolex Yachtswoman of the Year in a double-handed offshore event. So there's a lot of different personalities and a lot of different backgrounds, but ultimately we all are really doing a great job of like listening to each other and learning what we can from our different strengths.
Do you feel that the excitement of the moment and the history of the moment helps to bring you together?
Definitely. I think that's one thing that we always come back to, like just realizing that even for the U.S. right now, there's only like 5 women in the United States who have this current opportunity, America's Cup team for the women. And I think that that's just like an experience within itself to be part of something like that and have the opportunity to work with these guys and girls, yeah.
What would you say would be your advice for young women who are seeing you out here racing as to what type of boats they might want to sail or what type of experiences that they might want to put in their resume?
Yeah, I think just getting as much foiling experience as you can is really good for America's Cup sailing because it is slightly different from traditional sailboats. However, sailing is sailing, and more time on the water trumps everything. I think I've done a lot of racing in my life, and I think that's really been helpful with tactical calls and just seeing the water and understanding like what's happening next and having a little bit of foresight. So I guess I would recommend first getting as many hours on the water sailing as you can, and then second, move into foiling because it's the best form of sailing, I think.
So you didn't probably have very much problem with cavitation on the boat this time because the winds weren't high enough, but you have sailed on the boat with cavitation. What is the experience for you as a driver when the cavitation, the water starts to boil on those foils?
Yeah, I mean, especially when it happens pretty much like over the over the foils, it kind of is a sensation of you lose the rudder. Like it doesn't feel like there's a rudder in the water, and the boat kind of just is like on edge of spinning out because there's no grip over the foil. So it's kind of a scary feeling, and you're looking to get the grip back as soon as you can. We saw Luna Rossa have one during the Cup and a few other teams, and so just like praying that you get that you regain the grip over the foil is kind of all you can hope for.
What was the experience of going from the light winds to the heavier winds? And could you see that coming as much as the opposite way around?
Well, in the lighter air, like the mentality is just like stay on the foils at all costs. You're always looking for pressure, keeping your head out of the boat and making sure that you're positioning the boat in the right spot to do maneuvers and you have the correct boat speed for attack. Otherwise, you will fall off of the foils. And then as it gets windier, the boat speeds up and the pressure differences are less, so there's less differential, and I think just more shifting towards like fast boat, clean maneuvers, and that's when actually tactics comes a bit more into play too, because it's not so much you're racing your own boat, it's more everyone's more similar speed and you're looking for tactical advantages.
Well, that actually sounds a little bit like sailing other types of boats, the difference.
Yeah, lasers, I mean, that's from my background and pretty similar. Yeah,
because I haven't experienced being on a foiling boat, so that's I'm trying.
You have to get out there at some point. It's really fun. It just feels like you're flying, and it gets really quiet. Like most traditional boats, it's kind of loud and you're going through waves, and like there's beauty in that too, but actually going over top of waves, the whole boat's quiet and you could just have like a little tea party if you wanted and hear everything. It's quite beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate seeing you and having you talk to me today, and I'm looking forward to seeing you out on the water tomorrow.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, and excited for more racing.